anything to go. But I'll be there about 10:30 as part of Lincolnshire Day and BBC Radio Lincolnshire's Big Breakfast on Lincolnshire Day. So looking forward to that. That's gone in the diary, definitely. Calling in there on the way to work on Friday morning. Now, so we're going to talk about theatre, and I was wondering how you're feeling about going back into the theatre setting. Have you been in a theatre yet since lockdown, since you were able to go back in again? If you have, what was it like? Where did you go? And did you feel comfortable in that theatre setting? Let's have a chat with theatre reviewer Philippa Chloe Lewis, who's back with us on the programme. Philippa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What was it like for you going back in the theatre then after so long?
Do you know, it was wonderful. I've actually been 3 times now to the theatre. The first, my first visit back to the theatre after all the lockdowns and the theatres being closed was actually Singing in the Rain. And Kevin Clifton is in Singing in the Rain, or was in Singing in the Rain, obviously from Strictly. So that was pretty special as well, really. But yeah, it was just a joy. I mean, you know, the sort of the music, the costumes, the lighting, you know, tapping your feet, laughing. It's what we've been missing. It really is.
And where was that held? Where was Singing in the Rain?
It was actually at the Sadler's Wells Theatre in London, which is quite a modern theatre, actually. Obviously quite airy, and you know, so you felt safe in there. The front 2 rows actually were the splash zone for Singing in the Rain, so they did get wet.
Do they have little mats and things to wear on the front rows or not?
Well, I'm not sure, actually. I was in the balcony, so I missed out on that experience.
And I also know, is it Faye Tozer, which from Steps, wasn't she? Was she in it?
Absolutely, yes. She was in it as well. And obviously in the original, that was Debbie Reynolds did that in the original film. So yeah, it was Faye Tozer in the recent version that they've just done at the Sadler's Wells Theatre. So yeah. And then Adam Cooper, who perhaps more known for he was the male swan in Matthew Bourne's Swan Lake when he did it with the men. So yeah, I mean, fantastic cast, and Adam Cooper took the part of Gene Kelly, you know, that Gene Kelly obviously made famous. So they were big shoes to fill as well, really, but it was just a joy.
And I'm sure the reaction, you know, just the appreciation from the audience, just being out and enjoying a live show would have been fantastic.
Completely. I mean, as I say, I've been 3 times to the theatre, and every time there's been a standing ovation. Because actually, you know, I think some of that is obviously the appreciation for the performers on the stage, but actually some of it is just the joy of being there again, you know?
Now, I don't go to the theatre as often as you do, but I do try. We try and get down to London once a year and have a special weekend of going to see one of the big shows. I mean, how often in pre-pandemic times would you have gone down to London for a show?
Well, to be fair, it's obviously my love. So I did go quite regularly, really. Perhaps, I don't know, once a month or once every couple of months to see something. It's funny, though, because things have been rescheduled, obviously, as theatres have had their dates for opening pushed back. So things have been, and so quite a lot of the time, things are all coming together, you know. So it's, you know, it's seeing lots of things all at once. And at the end of next month, I'm going to see Pretty Woman. Now, I had tickets originally for that, the April, where we locked down in the March. So that's been a long time coming, but I'm going to get there.
Excellent. Now, look, I noticed you've been to see Bedknobs and Broomsticks, and I think I had a note through the post the other day telling me it's coming to Nottingham.
Yeah, absolutely. That was on tour. I actually saw that one in Milton Keynes, Bedknobs and Broomsticks. So that's on a tour. And that was one I wasn't really very familiar with, actually, but you know, it's just a joy to go to the theatre. I mean, that is mystical, magical performance, actually. And the effects, you know, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, we've watched Netflix and Amazon Prime all over the lockdowns, and that's great, you know, and we get those feelings, and you know, it elates us, but it's not the same as the magic in the theatre. And Bedknobs and Broomsticks is a magical story anyway, you know. So yeah, I mean, the scenery was flying, the characters were flying, you know, there's puppets, there's amazing sound effects. So yeah, really, really, and good for children as well, that one.
I would imagine, you know, I can understand it when you go and see effects in a production in London, where it's going to be there for weeks, if not months, and sometimes years. I remember Miss Saigon, for example, going to see that, and you watch the helicopter and all that sort of thing. But when it's a touring production, that must be so difficult, you know, to make all of the effects work in such different theatre surroundings.
Absolutely, and I think, I mean, I know, I don't know which theatre it's going to in Nottingham, but I know the Theatre Royal in Nottingham has a very steep rake, you know, so a lot of the time they're actually even putting a false stage on top of the stage, you know, so that they've got a flat surface and their own sort of surface to work with. I mean, there were effects. I went to see Carousel, which was at Regent's Park Open Air Theatre, and that, the stage was revolving. You know, now clearly they were there for a little bit longer. But yeah, I think the effects for a touring company, effects like Bedknobs and Broomsticks did, yes, that's a challenge, you know. I mean, yeah, I remember Miss Saigon, and it was always a question of, will the helicopter fly or not, you know?
And thankfully it did. I can't give too much away, but I was allowed to go backstage as well after the show that I went down to in London. So yeah, it's absolutely amazing. I'm just looking at a review here that you've done of Carousel, and I'll read a little bit. You say, some of the music has even been funked up just a little. So what have they done to Carousel?
I mean, Carousel, obviously, you know, it's Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's quite a sort of a classic, really. And, you know, it's American, and there's the classic line of, you know, say something soft and sweet, and he says Boston cream pie, which is a very American thing. Now, they've taken away the American accents. There was Welsh, there was Yorkshire, and Boston cream pie was replaced by candy floss, because clearly that's something that we know more of in the UK. But yeah, some of the section, there's a ballet section where they sort of do this whole mime section just set to music. And the travelling circus players had become more sort of street dancers, you know. So, and brilliant, absolutely brilliant adaptation and sort of modernisation of it, you know. So...
Do you quite like that when they have a sort of a reassessment of a well-known classic production?
Yeah, you know, Carousel is one of my sort of all-time favourites, really. But I loved what they've done to it. I think it's so clever because you kind of go thinking you know what you're going to expect, you know, and when it's different, and it's so clever. I mean, I think you've got to be clever, haven't you, to change it for something that's been done traditionally for years, you know. And no sort of wooden horses or anything. You know, the stage went round and the people went round instead of the carousel horses, you know.
Now, you're a theatre examiner. So what sort of things are you looking for when you go to the theatre? As an examiner, what is that role that you do?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm a theatre dance examiner. So, I mean, for me, I'm very interested in the choreography. I'm very interested in what they've done with the choreography. Have they modernised it? I mean, when I went to see Singing in the Rain, obviously, you know, there's the Gene Kelly part when he's splashing about on the street. And actually, you know, how was Adam Cooper going to cope with that? And his grace and his control and his technique was just sublime.
But you can't change that, can you? That's got to be done the traditional way, hasn't it, with the umbrella and the lamppost and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think, it clearly was. I think they'd added their own twist, having the splash zone, you know. And I mean, again, that's something that at a theatre, you know, you're filling the stage with water, you know.
The lighting technicians will be pulling their hair out, thinking, God, no,
well,
okay, how do we control this?
I'm mopping up in the interval, you know.
Wonderful. So have you got a list of things that you've got scheduled in the diary to go and see in the next few weeks and months?
Oh, completely. Yes, actually. I mean, as I say, Pretty Woman is coming up. I've also got tickets to see Frozen in London, and then also Back to the Future, which recently closed for about a week, but it's opening again. It's open again now. So, yeah, Back to the Future, which are all great new ones. I'm going to see Jamie when that's actually coming to Nottingham the beginning of next year. And that, again, is one that's been rescheduled. And I mean, it's been, you know, a logistic nightmare for theatres, you know, rescheduling and rescheduling. But we are getting there, and audiences are back. And it's just wonderful. It really is.
Eldest son and his partner went to see Jamie in London and said one of the best things that they've ever seen. So that'll be great to have that out on tour, won't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, there's the film as well. So, you know, but yeah, I think the film's wonderful and it makes it accessible to everybody. But actually, you can't beat live theatre. You really can't.
Oh, no, you certainly can't. Look, lovely chatting with you, Philippa. Will you keep us up to date with productions you're going to see, and we'll have a chat about them?
Yes, I certainly will. It'd be lovely to talk to you.
Lovely. Thanks ever so much. Philippa Lewis joining us there, one of our theatre reviewers. She goes down to London quite a bit, sort of part of the role that she has as well, but also goes to see some of the local productions. And we're happy to talk about them here on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. What I've been saying over the past couple of weeks is if you're involved with a production, if something's happening locally, either in your village hall or community centre, or maybe in the larger theatres, do let us know what you're doing, because we'd like to tell everybody in the county about it, and we get people back into those venues again, making use of those fantastic facilities that we have here in the county.
This year's sport has